that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It is Thursday, June 21st, 212. 212, I said.
212?
Yeah, I see 2-0 and then 1-2.
Yeah, 1-2.
Did they just forget the zero?
I think so. I think
is it 20,012?
20,000?
How does that work there, Captain?
I don't know.
2012. Well, you know, aside of that, being Thursday, June 21st.
Thursday.
The 2012 you have with yours.
And yours. That depends if you're from South, then it's yours.
You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, there's something messed up with Twitter today. I guess it's going to be fixed.
Yes.
Call me, or call me. You can call me anything you want, but just don't call me Twitter. Go ahead and check me out on Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Now, what's going on inside of the world of Sons of Liberty?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some good brains today. It's on the Sons of Liberty media page.
Good brains
today. What happened to Mr. Holder?
He's in trouble.
Somebody's brains got out of somebody else's head and decided, you know what, justice needs to be served here.
Well, when it came to accountability, he wanted to put him back into the great ventriloquist's head.
But there is another head, and you guys want to go to the Sons of Liberty Facebook page to see the head next to Mr. Holder's head. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No.
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 No. That's like eighth graders, guys.
It sure is funny.
That stays inside.
Holder
yeah.
is held in contempt. The House Committee just voted.
Holder's being held.
That's right.
Okay.
He's being held in contempt.
Holder's being held.
So now the House will decide through a vote which means of justice they're going to take. Either it be federal prosecution or just contempt in general.
Yeah.
Facing jail time.
That'd be wonderful.
Be prison time. Be more
That'd be wonderful. Yeah. I wonder how that's going to go over.
Penalties. Well, it'll be unprecedented. It's never happened before.
Well, you know,
it needs to happen.
Yeah, I know there's Black Panthers, but they also have White Panthers in prison.
Really? White Panthers? I know there's Pink Panthers.
They got the Pinkies in there, too.
Pink Panthers.
Pinky Tuscaderos, they're called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pink Panthers.
Yeah.
And also, folks, you're going to want to keep your eyes up on the Facebook and also on Sons of Liberty Media or the
Always
column.
Something going on, folks.
The column will be released tonight, the World Net Daily, so Bradley's weekly column. And this one's a really good one, as all of them are.
But
This one will bring you into understanding of how government has gotten so huge and why government has gotten so huge and give you the specifics of how and who's really in office, who's wearing the badge, what does their record look like?
Yeah.
Not too much unlike Mr. Holder's.
Yeah. Well, the article is actually about how George Washington fought the Revolutionary War because of his love for country and his people. And what we have today, we parallel it with why is it all the way up until Truman, you could literally walk up and down the streets in Washington, D.C. and shake the hands of your president. Well, now today, we have Secret Service, 3,200 members that are protecting the president, the wannabe dictator, from the people. I'm trying to figure that out. What's the difference? You have Washington, who is willing to bear the cross for his country and his people. And then you have the wannabe king who wears the crown because he wants to be a king, which in fact he is not a king at all. He works for we the people, who has to have 3,200 people protect him from the American people. What's changed since the 50s to today?
Yep.
And if you look at the parallel between the heart of love for our country, George Washington, to the heart of hate as to usurp the Constitution of the United States, that's what the letter's about.
That's right.
It's one of those, I thought about that, but I never put the full thing together in my head.
Mm-hmm.
This letter puts it together in your head.
Yep.
It's different food for thought, and I love that kind of stuff. I love that train of thought, where it's not what everybody else is saying, because people are responding to the bone that's been thrown to them,
yeah,
for the most part in the media, and I can't stand it. I always like something that's going to put our feet back down on the ground, give us actual history so we can learn and apply it.
Yep.
We want it to be applicable in our life today. So that's what the letter's about.
And that story will be posted on the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. You can find that on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Like the Facebook page, and we'll feed it to you this evening once it gets released.
What does it taste like?
It tastes good.
Really?
It depends. It depends.
A little salt and pepper.
Some people don't like it so salty. You know, that's too much salt. It's irritating me. I don't know.
Really?
But other people enjoy salt. I am a salt fiend. I prefer salt over sugar. Salt is good.
Well, I can see that. I've seen your wife before.
That's right.
Ooh.
She's salty.
No, that's not sugary at all. Ooh, that's like bitter.
Sugar's bad for your teeth.
I wish I could say there was some sweet in that bitter, but that's bitter.
No, salt isn't bitter.
No, I'm talking about your wife.
We're talking about salt.
Hey, just tell the truth and shame the devil. Everything's black and white. You know the very scepter of the kingdom of God is righteousness? Yep. It's righteousness and hating iniquity. So there's no gray there.
That scepter, actually,
that's
meaning
right.
That is the signet of royalty and ruling.
That is because he is the king. That's why.
In righteousness.
Amen.
And when people try to counter that, as you see in government today, we have Mr. Holder.
That's when people respond to their faith, which is in Christ.
Amen.
That Holder will be held in contempt.
No king but King Jesus.
Amen. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America and the usurpations of a tyrant and what they do. Folks, you're a lot further beyond than what our fathers felt dealt with. So we'll get to it when we get back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is really interesting. Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. As a captain in the Continental Army, Nathan Hale volunteered to penetrate enemy lines to spy for the American cause. Did you read this? This is great.
I just talked to the kids in school.
He was captured by the British on the day of his execution by hanging in September 1776. Hale spoke these last words. "My only regret in dying is that I have not but one poor life to lose for my country." Is that that is incredible.
He's a school teacher.
He was.
That was his profession, yeah.
A school teacher.
Laid down his life for those kids by example.
Let's talk about the usurpations of King George. Jake, you want to get off and kind of get with the program here?
With it.
All right.
Just making sure we're posting everything.
Usurpations by King. Well, I don't even like calling him a king.
Yeah.
Tyrant George. Let's just call him that. Tyrant George.
Tyrannous Georges.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Is that applicable to what's taking place in your country today? Does this sound familiar? I just seen on my Facebook as I took a break a picture of Washington and Obama, which is rather ironic.
Yeah.
It said under Washington, "I cannot lie." It said under Obama, "I cannot tell the truth." This is crazy business.
Two different oaths.
Yeah, very much. Usurpation by Tyrant George. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. His power, his control over them. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. Usurpations by Tyrant George. This is the man our forefathers dealt with during the Revolutionary War. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish, give up the rights of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. Sound familiar, folks? Usurpations by Tyrant George. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, like on Christmas, friends. Does this sound familiar? And distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Does that sound familiar?
Political games?
Like Obamacare? Does this...
The Patriot Act, maybe?
Like strike a chord with anybody out there? Usurpations by Tyrant George. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
Hey, you know what? You know what I noticed out of that? Is his opposers were using manly firmness. That means the people were standing against him.
Yeah.
And so all the more, he upped the ante too. Kind of reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king said, no, you're going to bend here. And the people said, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no.
Nope. You don't bow, you don't burn. Here's a quote for you, and this is awesome. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. Tolerance in the face of tyranny is no virtue. Let's put it into perspective, friends.
Better be an extremist.
Oh, you've got to be extreme.
You better, brother.
Yes. I love that.
That is the truth. In their manliness, they stood against, folks, and that's what it takes. And guess what? You know, this also happens, too. Some people stand up for a little bit. Well, I'm going to stand for a moment. I'm going to be manly and firm. And then all of a sudden, the pressure comes twice as hard. Folks, if you read about Moses in Egypt, guess what happened when Moses did the miracles and Pharaoh started to get pushed back? He all the more hardened his heart and retaliated. Folks, that's what happens. But in the end, you're promised the victory.
Yeah.
So don't expect the enemy just because you're going to stand one day. And this people need to get used to this because I've seen it. People stand and say, well, I'm going to stand for that which is right. And then after a week of being grinded on, then they're like, well, maybe this wasn't God after all. Yeah. No, it is. Don't stop there.
Get those pink booties off there, fellas.
Yeah.
Stand up. Get a
stay
fine,
manly.
Huh? Usurpations by Tyrant George. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? We have a terrorism problem
That's
in our
right.
country, and we have a...
But don't say terrorists.
An administration and it's head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's
head. It's head cheese.
The cheese man.
It's head ventriloquist.
Yep.
Suing the state for protecting the borders.
Or in some type of a GLBT celebration. Well, the borders.
I was thinking more like Eric Holder and, you know, being called into contempt. And all of a sudden, the president coming to his folks, by the way, just a side note, he couldn't have did himself in any better than what he did yesterday. He just pulled himself into a ton of legal web.
Yep.
He did. Because what he did is he was willing to cover for Holder because he was covering for himself.
That's right.
And this is going to be pulled out. You know what he did? He told everybody in the world, listen, I'm hiding something. And the people of the world are saying, we want to see what's in those documents now.
Yeah.
Because we see what she's doing.
That's right. I don't want to leave this criminal alone without proving to everybody else I'm a criminal, too.
That's exactly what he did. Speaking of extremism, I want you to listen to this as to what Martin Luther King said. He said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident and that all men are created equal. So the question is, friends, not whether we'll be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be. Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice? Or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? Huh?
You better pick to be an extremist which side you're going to be on.
You are. You're extreme one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, people say on the left now, if you believe what the Bible say, you're an extremist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weapon of mass destruction.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's go on here, though, just so we get off the modern day reporter.
Well, let me just give an example.
Well, you are going to become the modern day reporter, but go ahead.
That particular speech you were just reading from was actually a letter from a Birmingham jail. Well, the extremist, Martin Luther King Jr.,
Was
in jail.
Yes, for segregation, which was illegal.
He was writing to his, actually mostly white clergy members in the community.
I thought he was very gracious, too, by the way.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, yes. We'll stand up for you just as long as you don't get in trouble for it.
And if you get in trouble, then we have to disassociate ourselves.
Apparently, they must be reading a different Bible because mine tells me that's that right. You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' yeah. sake.
Moses, let the people go, but don't talk to Pharaoh, okay?
Yeah, just be, hey, just capitulate, friends.
Or maybe...
just tuck tail.
Maybe haul off in the middle of the night.
Just, you know, be more diplomatic when talking to His Majesty.
That's right. He'll cut your slavery hours down.
Yeah.
And he'll double them up on your children.
And he'll give you some more straw to add to that brick.
That's right. Maybe he'll give you a house.
You think so?
Near the royal palace.
I bet he was offered it all.
Mm.
Let's go on. Usurpations by Tyrant George. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their immigration hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. Now, let's put that into perspective.
Well, you just develop a gigantic bureaucracy and make it impossible for anybody to prosper, and why would they want to come here? It reminds me of what our governor's doing in the state of Minnesota right now, driving businesses out. You talk to these people. And
that's the way to prosper.
It totally is. Hey, you can come to our state, but you're going to pay twice the taxes to run your business in our state as you will any other state. Are you still excited to come? Of course not. And George knows that, and it's a political tactic, too, to keep your political opponents out of areas where you want to become strengthened. The same thing that Pharaoh did to the children of Israel. What did he do? He increased their bondage. He increased their burdens. Why? So they couldn't grow and become strong. But contrary to that,
spiritually, God was right. The one that was behind the whole plan.
And they built the whole city, and he brought them to a promised land, and they built the whole country.
Oh, yeah. You want another drink of that, don't you?
Go.
All right. Candidus, 1772, said, if the public are to yield obedience to laws to which they cannot give their approbation, they are slaves to those who make and enforce them. Yeah, let's just put it into perspective.
Right.
Usurpations by Tyrant George. Folks, are you seeing the parallel as to what you're dealing with today? In the modern-day version of this, it's to the extreme. I go on. He has obstructed the administration of justice.
Wait a minute.
This is 235 years ago, brother. And he's talking about these are the people that our forefathers fought off. By the way, the tyrant called our forefathers terrorists.
Dangerous and designing men?
Yes.
Oh, teabaggers.
Yes. But if they subjected themselves to the mercies of the king, he would bring them back in tenderness and care. Remember that?
Into his bosom.
Yes. He has obstructed the administration of justice. We're going to come back on that. Folks, we're not talking about what's going on today. We're talking about what our forefathers were dealing with, namely Tyrant George. They called him the king back in the day. They refused him. They threw him off.
That's right.
They said, no more.
No more shackles.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Talking about the usurpations of a guy named Tyrant George. A guy that our forefathers stood up against. Right before the break, I'd actually brought the last usurpation up, which was he has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws, his agreement to laws for establishing judiciary powers, just like this one is doing for DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. You know, he's just kind of standing down as to how he picks and chooses which laws he likes and which ones he doesn't like. What's his purpose there, Jake?
To uphold justice. I mean, it's the Justice Department.
Oh, gotcha. Justice so they have to enforce laws.
Yeah, that's their job.
Not omit.
Or create new ones.
Okay.
Or prosecute people that are following laws. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. That's kind of happening today, isn't it?
Seems to be happening.
I mean, even governors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those law-breaking governors.
Yeah. All right, let's go on here. Tyrant George has erected a multitude of new offices, we say czars, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people. 16,000 new agents to the IRS. And eat out their substance. Wow.
Yeah. So it's almost like they went back to
this is happening again.
They went to the Declaration of Independence and says, how can we oppress our people? Well, let's read what George
Well, the best way to do that, Jake, is just to keep it out of the sight of the people.
Yeah, keep it
like,
out of the
sight. Don't make it mandatory for the kids to read George Washington's farewell address anymore.
Yeah, no.
Public schools rewrite
bad guy,
history.
Terrorist, racist.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. We go on. Usurpations of a guy named Tyrant George. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. What was those for?
There's something new one of that.
You think they maybe if they didn't fall in line? Yeah.
Maybe
CIA.
CIA.
Who do they work for?
Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, who's all those organizations working for anyways?
Well, you know, I mean, the president says jump. They ask how high. And,
yeah.
You know, but Congress just ignores
them. Wait a second. Doesn't the president work for us, Jake?
Yeah.
I think he does.
And the Congress should determine who our military powers are.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, oh, no, I get it. So Tyrant George did what he did in case someone got out of line.
That's right. Yeah, because a gun works really well.
That's right. Was it Vladimir?
Mr. Lenin?
Yeah, he had said that he can control 100 people with one gun.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that amazing how the dictators... Yeah. Weren't those guys for gun control and they killed like millions and millions and millions of their own people? Because they said the bad guys got to get rid of the guns.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. They had a gun too and then they controlled them and then they killed them off. Yeah, but
so that's the end of the story.
Only if the people are dummy dumb.
That's right.
Jake,
so is that why our founders gave us the Second Amendment?
I think so. Yeah, you mean the people's liberty teeth, as George Washington rightly said?
Those guns.
Yeah.
So give the people guns, don't give the government a bunch of guns.
No, just let the Supreme Court and all the villains that are sitting on the court, let them decide what the law says.
Yeah. Are you saying Alina Kagan might be a villain?
Oh, I'm just saying Sotomayor.
She loves gun rights for the American people.
Ginsburg, Stevens. Scalia.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, everybody looks at Scalia like he's their hero, but you should see some of the bills that he's pulled off on the conservatives.
So they don't believe
it. Through sleight of hand. But go ahead,
The source is God. No, the source can't be God, because if you're going to oppress the people, then how in the world could you claim your source is God? So it seems that one little thing, where does law come from? God. And if law doesn't come from God, then they try to become the God.
Hang on a second. So they that forsake the law praise the wicked. But such as keep the law, contend. That sounds like Proverbs 28 to me.
Sounds like our founders, too.
Are we being facetious? Nay.
No, that's the truth. They that keep the law, contend with them.
Totally. Yeah.
As we contend right now on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. We go on. Usurpations of the tyrant George. Is affected to render the military independent of superior to the and superior to the civil power. In other words, he wanted the military to work for him, but not for the people.
Yeah.
What, man? That sounds to me like. Wait a second. So like just I mean, kind of like let me think for a moment, please. I'm actually kind of trying to be funny right now. But I was going to go to the Pentagon. I was going to go with what they're doing. Is just, you know, to all the people that are criminals according to the laws of our republic, just give them special privileges and passes to go ahead and break the law. And don't worry about the Justice Department coming down upon you. Like Holder saying that he wouldn't enforce the laws against the Black Panthers. Open the doors, turn on the American people, grant amnesty back to the military. Pentagon investigation, 5,000 people downloading child pornography. All of a sudden, they're celebrating homosexuality in the military. Yeah.
And all the departments.
Just take them a criminal and scoundrel like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Said Mussolini. Yeah.
What was the dictator Mussolini?
Yeah, I mean, Hitler had an SS. They were good guys. I heard they could kill their own people.
Law abiders, for sure.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then we can go over to
Mussolini.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Probably. Yeah. As long as they had that badge, God with us, on their on their belt buckle.
Then the Christian, you know.
Totally. I mean, the Christians will believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, our army fights for God. Woohoo!
Yeah, totally in Hitler. I mean, God had to give Hitler that mustache.
Yeah.
That was his idea. But don't look behind. Don't vet Hitler and find out that he was in jail for murder prior to him being the dictator. Yeah. Yeah. And then when he got into dictatorship, he starts to kill off all his opposition. No, don't.
Hmm.
That doesn't happen anymore. No. That's just a thing of the past.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go on.
We've evolved. I mean,
totally evolved.
We've evolved. Much better people.
We totally are. You know? We've evolved from obedience to our Creator. And how is that working out for us?
That's right.
Let's go on. Usurpations by Tyrant George. He is affected to render the military independent of superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a certain jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of, listen carefully, pretended legislation. Looks like law, smells like law, but guess what, friends? It's not law. The UN. Let's go to the United Nations for a moment, shall we? Those guys are some good guys over there.
Sure.
Conceived out of World War II because League of Nations didn't work out in Woodrow Wilson's little reign.
Mm-hmm.
poor guy.
So we need more power, more finances, and more support.
So we'll bring another war about, and then we'll, out of war, out of chaos, we'll bring a new order. And who's calling for a new world order? The United Nations. Who created the United Nations? Come on.
We need
Let's spit it out, friends. Come on. Who did it? Go on.
Well, the bad guys forced us to do it.
Yeah. Let me read that one again. Usurpations by Tyrant George, parallel with the modern-day version of it. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution, UN, and unacknowledged by our laws, UN, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, giving his assent agreement to their acts of pretended legislation. In other words, acting like it was law, but it was not law, friends.
And that comes in the form of UN treaties. So now we have a small arms treaty. I mean, that applies to America, of course.
I think it's right for the Secretary of State to go around and police the world. And
that's her job. It's the Secretary,
you know,
right?
Kings and dictators.
That's
and
Secretary's job.
Because it's our job to police the world.
That's right, because we run the world because
you know why?
Democracy.
I heard Hillary Clinton say that that's in the Constitution.
Of course. She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's got to be there. And I also heard Pelosi say it, too.
Oh, jeez.
So
definitely.
Pelosi said it. She's got to be right in the mind.
Out of the mouth of two or three
unfaithful witnesses, it's got to be a lie. It totally is.
They did agree on it, though.
They did. They totally do. Well, sure they
do. Good job. I mean, it kind of reminds me of this.
It works for everybody until it affects them.
It reminds me of this fella who didn't want to give up any documents, and then this other fella comes along and says, well, he doesn't have to give up these documents. I mean, they both agreed. They shouldn't have to give up the documents.
Are you talking about Sid?
Yeah.
I mean, Eric Holder.
Holder and...
Come on. You say it, but you don't mean it.
Holder and... Who's that other guy?
The ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Curious George.
He talks like this.
Curious George.
Curious George. That's right.
Yes.
Curious.
Okay. And you were saying?
I was just likening the two to the two ladies then that agreed. I mean, Pelosi and Clinton. And
well, that's what Clinton's in there for, isn't it?
Her husband
had a pretty upright administration.
Oh, of course, yeah. And she did.
He was almost impeached for ChinaGate.
That's right.
Most people thought it was Monica Lewinsky, but it was ChinaGate. He was selling military information over to the Chinese.
Yep.
Most people didn't know that.
No. We're supposed to know that.
No.
But you know it now.
You know what's really funny? The Oklahoma City bombing?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that was Janet Reno. Who was her assistant?
There was a fellow working in there that doesn't like to share documents.
Eric Holder.
Oh!
Yes! Yeah, wait. This administration...
Seems kind of familiar, a lot of these names and faces.
Wait a second. This is Clinton's administration.
Oh,
they had 8 years to perfect their tyranny.
And then we give them somebody like George Bush.
But the way we'll get them in is we'll just put Obama and Hillary at each other's throats.
Yeah.
And then what'll happen is no matter who wins, we'll put them all in power together.
That's right.
Seeing who loses. The American people do.
Right.
Yes. That's
clever.
The way to do
How
it.
Clever.
Do you think people put two and two together there?
I think people.
I would think so. I mean, because we all know she's right on.
I mean, you know, I've seen some people that maybe don't put two and two together, but I think most people put two and two together.
I think she's an angry elf.
I would be angry, too. I mean, she's married to Bill.
Totally.
If I was Bill, I'd be angry, too, because I'm married to Hillary. And if
poor Chelsea.
No doubt.
All the fruit.
She's had some issues, too.
I
wonder why.
Wow. I feel for her. In a lot of ways, in sincerity, I really do feel for the girl.
Born into that.
Yeah. And then on top of it, she has to look a little like both of them. That's probably the worst part of the whole thing. You think?
That's
Hillary, love you, babe.
Facebook.
Billy, you're the best.
Billy.
You know what's scary about this? My wife, during September 11th, actually she wasn't, you know, there on September 11th. We were watching the news after September 11th took place, and she was watching Clinton talk, and she didn't know this. But she said, man, he's such a cool guy. She goes, I'd want a guy like him for my dad.
Yeah.
That's until you pull back the curtain like Toto did.
Woof, woof. Just need a good dog.
Woof.
That's all you need.
Woof.
Man's best friend.
Woof, woof, woof. Knock it off, Heather.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
I stand corrected here, friends. Although Hitler was responsible for 12 million individuals being murdered through his reign, Hitler was in prison for high treason and trying to overthrow the government. Now, can we rewind just a little bit here? He was thrown in prison for high treason and trying to overthrow the government, and yet he was put into power. Hindenburg didn't trust the man, but he was put in power because the people around him thought they could control him. He gets into power. He kills off all of his opposition, his political opposition. You should see some of the pictures. Terrible stuff, friends. And then he attacks the people of Germany. And everybody said, no, he could never do a thing like that. But history proves that he did a thing like that, and that's exactly what he did.
And seized upon the kids and went into the textbooks and brainwashed the next generation.
And what are you seeing today? Huh? Huh? Let's take this call really quick. We got Dave. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, you know, with everything that's going on with the United Nations and everything that we see going on, I just wanted to throw out some encouragement saying, you know, if Moses could stand in the face of Pharaoh, we should be able to do the same thing.
You better just make sure God's on your side, because with God, you're a majority.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So.
Cool. Thank you.
You.
I appreciate
thank you
that. Thank you for your enthusiasm, Dave. The guy calls consistently and constantly. And I really appreciate that. Doer of the word and not a hearer only. As long as he keeps calling, he's going to keep going up on the air. Mm. Is there someone out there changing the world?
That's right.
Little by little. Let's go back to the usurpations. of King George.
Mr. George.
Our forefathers threw this individual off because of his tyranny, friends. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. Isn't it interesting? Taxation without representation. Folks, do you know what taxation does without representation? Do you know what it brings forth? It brings forth you financing your own demise. Well, you complain about everything going on out there. You're empowering the government through unrepresented taxes, right?
Yep.
To bring forth your own demise. You're paying for your own demise. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Every time you do something, I have a list of taxes that is, four or five pages long. It's as long as I am tall. And no, I'm not an Anakin. Those are giants in the land. Back in the day, friends. Sorry about that. I'm saying that to the spiritual-minded people out there. But just think about that. Cutting off our trade with all parts of the world for imposing taxes on us without our consent. Why? So he could continue his reign, to build up his reign.
And guess what those taxes are used for? More military, more oppression.
To be used against you in these particular situations. Talking about the usurpation of Tyrant George. I go on.
Wait, can I bring a point? That statement right there for imposing taxes on us without our consent.
No, you may not, sir.
That's taxation without representation. Where on this list of grievances is that located? I mean, you've read a lot of grievances.
That was 17 to 21 grievances, Jake, during the foundation of our country.
So if that was, but we're taught, you know, when you're taught in public school, that's the taxation without representation.
That's right, because in the 30s and the 40s, they began to rewrite history is what they did.
According to economy, because people's mind got set on the wealth instead of the God who gives the ability to get the wealth.
Now, just think if they were reading their Bible, they would say God told us to beware of covetousness.
That's right.
And the other way around. So if you want to preserve your liberty, then you do it my way.
That's right.
Because it's supernatural, right? And if you want to ignore me, then you can go ahead and ignore me and do it your way. But your backslidings, as it says in the book of Jeremiah, will reprove you. I hope they're reproving you out there.
Yeah.
That's but I know I'm talking to a bunch of leaders.
That's how we learn.
I'm talking to a bunch of patriots, Christians, and conservatives, all wrapped in one, that love their country, and they're fighting for their liberties. Yeah. Usurpations by Tyrant George that our forefathers threw off his tyrannical reign, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for the introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
Give a little understanding to that. It was happening in Canada. The British colonies in Canada, the Britain government came in and basically wiped out all of their laws and started to bring in what the American colonies were fearing George was going to try to do in their colonies. And that's an absolute rule from a despot who's thousands of miles away instead of self-government.
Usurpations by Tyrant George. We're taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. Who said he was going to transform?
Fundamentally transform.
Who said that? Hey, who said that? Who said that? What do you think of that, Captain?
I don't know. You guys scratching his head. He's very curious.
He was going to transform fundamentally?
Fundamentally.
Is his name Barack Obama?
Barack.
Isn't that on the front of the book of...
Mr. Barack.
Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Remember right before he was actually sworn in? He said he was going to what? Transform what?
Fundamentally transform.
Yes. That means our foundations, friends. Man, this sounds all too familiar. I don't know what to say.
It's like there's only two playbooks. There's the good playbook and the bad playbook.
The good and
the
bad.
They keep getting played out depending on who is going to take a stand for which one and who will contest with one who takes a stand for the other one.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. I progress. Tyrant King George, when usurping the colonies, our forefathers, our ancestors, has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. Does that sound familiar? Wow. Well, what did Barack Obama say? He said in 2008 on election eve that he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America. What is he doing? He's giving power to tyranny. Huh?
Fundamentally going right to the foundation and
he said
smashing
it.
Smashing what he can.
He said it, Captain. I didn't say it.
We're not saying it. We're just telling you he said it.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioner of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. Listen carefully. It gets better. He is at time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the work of death. He was using foreign armies to destroy his opposition, friends. Desolation and tyranny already begun within circumstances of cruelty and perfidy. Perfidy. You ever notice when you're reading these documents, by the way? Like, for example, when you read the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States, U is minor, not capital, because it wasn't a corporation.
Yeah. There were states that were united.
Yeah, it's a different story, right?
States
but,
united.
But okay, but aside of that, right? But the words they use, how they spell them, like show, was S-H-E-W. Remember back, like, in the primer, the primary book that kids would read? I mean, the way they wrote the words, they used F's a lot.
S's or F's?
Yeah. Really bizarre.
It's bizarre.
It just shows you how intellectual we are, that we can transform our minds that quick to go back to the
1700s. Piece of cake.
Of
took some practice.
Past to present, man. I mean, what do you say? For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. Isn't that what Holder was doing with the Black Panthers? He wouldn't hold?
No. Because they're doing what he liked. I mean, isn't that the only reason why?
Yeah.
Somebody wouldn't prosecute somebody who's clearly breaking the law?
I guess. I just seen on Facebook how they have all these different caucuses. It was really out of hand. Because the only caucus there was a Black caucus.
Oh.
There wasn't like an Asian caucus and a white caucus.
White caucus.
Yeah, a Spanish caucus.
How about an American caucus?
Any
of those? No.
I guess.
Constitutional caucus?
No, what's interesting about that is, where's the racism coming out of? I mean, it wasn't. I got to talk to my Black guitar player, my Hispanic singer about that. I'm going to see what he has to say about it. Because I didn't know they were playing the game. Oh, wait a second. They're not playing the game. Some of them aren't. Yeah, who's playing that race card, man? Wow. I thought we were all in this together. I didn't know we were separate. Yeah, that's right. I can't stand when people say Hispanic American or Mexican American. No, we're Americans. Mm-hmm. Black African American. No, we're Americans. Hey, what am I, German American? Am I like
Russian American?
Are you like...
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.